And it sounds like we're back. That's great. We'll continue this recording.
Now, they took the deal. And if you're sending them money, and you're sending money to support Israel, and you're supporting this series of wars the U.S. has been involved in, and you're supporting these monsters operating out of Kiev, and if you're supporting the European Union, which I will tell you, the European Union was described perfectly by John in Revelation. You know, you've seen it in a number of movies. That's exactly the organization they're talking about. And if you watch what's going on in Ukraine right now, you are seeing an end times operated that this is the manifestation of Satan. And when they talk about the Antichrist, you just only have to choose who it is. But whoever it is will be someone at the head of the European Union. This is exactly who these people are. If you don't take it, whether you believe any of this or not, it is important that you believe it, but they believe it. That's the problem. They believe it. These are people. This is where we all go wrong. You know, there was a book not that many years ago, Everything You Needed to Learn, You Learned in Kindergarten. All of the common sense in your life, you learned in kindergarten. What we've forgotten here, the people that we let rule us, and, when I see Obama sitting on a couch in a photo with a smirk on his face and joining his hands saying, the first time I've had a president in a long time since John Kennedy that resemble any of the rest of anything like anybody I would have played with as a kid or hung out with in college. And Bush, wearing a dress, the whiny little son of multimillionaires, the frat boy, no. And the White House, And heaven forbid, the last thing I would do to the Americans who I support, and I don't care if you don't like me, I support, or that I have lots of Jewish friends, I don't care. Just don't care. But how he acted, the monstrous things that were done. Picture yourself, fourth grade, recess. Bush comes out into the playground. H.W. is out here. Let's give him the bat. It's time for him to... Yeah. Sure. The people who run our countries, this moron Abbott that runs Australia, the moron Cameron, France, Milan. Now, Merkel could kick any around, frankly, out of Germany. Heaven forbid, you know. She could have beaten Arnold in arm wrestling in his best days. But the rest of these people in Congress, are brown noses, snitches, and mama's boys. And the only one out there in Congress who shows any backbone at all. That's a flawed individual, by the way, is Alan Grayson. Those of you who haven't heard of Alan Grayson, I'm strongly suggesting he's my choice for a candidate for President of the United States if I don't get the nomination. And I want to run next year, not all by myself. It'd be a lot easier election. I don't have these other people. Well, I won't have to go to Sheldon Adelson for a few run to the cartel. I won't have to go to Afghanistan for heroin money. I won't have to promise to start a war somewhere to get the money to be president if I throw up here. I mean, it's the only answer possible. Otherwise, Alan Grayson, the Jew, by the way, I'll support Alan Grayson. Because Alan Grayson, for years, has been telling the truth. You don't know who he is? Look up Alan Grayson. Look what he's been through. Look what he supports. Look what he says. He is the issue. Within the government, he's the only person there, the only one telling the truth. Beyond that, we've got legal, and I can show you the sense, my 50s. And on rare occasions, I catch John Kerry telling the truth. I don't know how rare those occasions are, but between Kerry and Obama, and their say one thing, do another, which, since they say crazy things and they fail to do crazy things, is probably a good thing. The American people are lucky to have them. You would have been at war with Iran. You would have had Trump in Syria. We would have been at war at home many places. Things you can look at. You can't, I tell you to read the news about the Ukraine. You're going to get it from Jim Beam. He's going to tell you. But you can't get it anywhere. You're never going to be told about what's happened in Libya. You're not going to be told about who or what is running Egypt. No one's going to tell you. You're not going to be told very much about what's going on in the West Bank right now. Their failure to stand up with Hamas in Gaza, the Israelis have taken the rage of losing a war, and they lost a war. And they're taking it out on the West Bank, and they're stripping the West Bank clean, moving people off land, blowing up their homes, and stealing right now 1,000 acres of land in a country where it's a war crime for them to even be there. And almost no one is saying a word about that. That's why if you have a right to be ashamed of people, it's one of the reasons you've got that right. We could talk about beheaded journalists. This last one, Saltwater or whatever, the American journalist. He's not an American citizen. He is not an American citizen. He immigrated to Israel in 2005. He joined the IDF. He worked for IDF intelligence. He was operating with ISIS as an Israeli. Was he a spy? Was he an advisor? I don't know. I can make something up. I'd rather not. What we do know is this. The beheading videos were filmed inside Israel. Why? ISIS operating there? The Israelis lost control of some part of their country? Maybe. We wouldn't know. The beheading films were filmed in Israel. They were distributed by a company that has put out hoax videos, site intelligence, over and over, proven hoaxes. You know, the short fat Bin Laden's and the audit recordings that, you know, that could be anybody. And Bin Laden, of course, bravely, you didn't know, was not just adept at speaking English. He spoke it better than he spoke Arabic. Bin Laden spoke perfect English. And anytime he wanted to talk to the American people, he was very capable of doing it in English. Traveled and lived in the U.S. for some period of time. Kept a suite at the Metropolitan Club in Washington, where he had lots and lots of friends. And in Veterans Today, we can outline the meetings he was at there. We can tell you who was at the meetings. We can tell you what was his lunch. We're more than prepared to do that, and that Lee Wanta has done it in more than one occasion. Everything you think you know, all of it's a lie. All of it. I can go so much further than this. So much. And I'm not sure you need it. It's a nice day. It's after Labor Day. Kids going back to school, for those of you that have them, we've got good weather, fall coming up. Those of you that are retired and still have anything at all, get out of the house, do things. Do not get involved in politics. Do not touch Fox News or CNN. Do not believe anything that you read. Do not open stupid emails. Do not forward things that you know to be lies. Unless you know, personally know, that what you're sending around or putting on Facebook is true, you are probably doing something on behalf of people that you should be ashamed to know if you pass information on. If you like the idea of accusing, let's say, This was a couple of weeks ago. We were told that the first lady was actually a man, and she said children, of course, but that she received a sex change operation, and then tried to murder Judge Louis Free, former head of the FBI. Now, years ago, you remember that Vance Foster supposedly was strangled to death by Hillary Clinton. Rush Limbaugh said that on the radio. And millions of people sent that around. And then there's this, the President Warren Kenya stuff. That's how you know you've got somebody really crazy. And you wonder how many people have actually gone to Kenya and sat down with high-ranking government officials and discussed whether there were any credibility to that at all. I only know one person on Earth that's actually done that. And then he did a video of it. Well, that's me. I did that. They laughed themselves to death. In Kenya, they think anybody who thinks that is insane. And all the people that say they've traveled there and that they've gotten documents and all this stuff, they made it all up. No one went there. No one did any of this. Except, I will tell you, it's a very, very long flight. I remember flying back, I get stuck in the airport in Dubai. There are worse places. It's a huge airport. First class, I went out on Emirates Air, and we'll tell you, nice flight there, Dubai. And we have offices, DCS offices in Dubai. We also have a corporate office, that will not potentially a corporation in Dubai. And we are partners in a real estate project there. I am not wild about Dubai. It's like living in an island, but it's a very, very pretty place. If you had nothing else to do, I mean, you can go there and drive back and forth and look at all the big buildings. Some of them are entirely full of people. But where else can you drive 30 miles and count 45 Applebee's? The only place you'll find them is. Or Starbucks. They have more Starbucks there than the state of New Jersey. And it's impressive to that extent. To apologize here. The infighting things and bitterness that goes on within, the longest here. I can just tell you what's basically going on here is that we prevent from today people, and I'm the ant to them, that we're not bloggers, we're a news organization, and we're a private intelligence group, and we don't want people who don't have real sources, who don't have real access, real information, who aren't credible. I don't want to hear the useless ranting or mindless anti-Americanism or childish dot connecting for a non-existent mosaic. We don't need that. And I find it a lot of fun doing it. I can feel people like this. I mean, TV can be really, really rotten sometimes. You need something to watch. But it's become so desperately important as the mainstream media has totally collapsed that there's somebody out there. And I don't think we do a good enough job by any means. You know, I don't have the Jennifer Fitzgerald nude video, and from what I hear, it's quite outstanding. We don't have that. And maybe I should get that. We missed a lot of celebrity news.
Gordon mentioned Jennifer Fitzgerald, George Bush's girlfriend, wasn't it? George Herbert Walker Bush?
Oh, no, I think there's another one. Do I have the name wrong here? Because I don't know. You know, I can read a People magazine, and I don't. This is part of being old, guys. I read a People magazine. You know, I like to say I read a People, so is anybody in it? I actually haven't seen a People magazine in probably 20 years.
Well, there was a Jennifer Fitzgerald that I got a girl with Geraldo Rivera's years ago. It was called Now It Can Be Told, and Sarah McClendon gave it to me that George Herbert Walker Bush was having an affair while he was the President of the United States with Jennifer Fitzgerald. And the chief flew on that October surprise flight.
I've been told that by absolutely everyone. And I don't know what to say about this to some extent, because I actually like George Herbert Walker Bush. Not as a president. As a person, I like him as a person. I've met him. I actually like him. Okay? There's a lot of proof that this was his girlfriend. A lot of people state this. I can't necessarily state what his sexual proclivities were or are, okay? But when people show up with a girlfriend, this is, here's a classic. I know that his son, George W. Bush, is gay. Now, I have no evidence that he's a pedophile. None at all. That people around him are. Yes, I do. I have a wealth of that. George W. Bush gay and having short, consenting relationships with other adults. That's what I know about him, and that his wife was what we call a bear. And that I can't say that he has committed anything wrong sexually ever. And to that extent, and it's based on standards that I use. That he's a total hypocrite, that's something else. But this is, this is what I know. Now, when I hear Larry Flint tell me that five women had abortions because he'd gotten them pregnant, I know that story was fed to Larry Flint because Larry Flint wanted that story and it was spread to him as cover. So when I hear the Jennifer Fitzgerald story, the White House secretary, and how when the first lady had left that she'd always move into the bedroom or whatever, I keep thinking maybe it's similar to the story that Larry Flint was told. I think about this. But when looking at these things, let's just say this. I had people within the White House that I know who's gay and who's not. Paul Wolfowitz was not gay. Cheney was not gay. Everybody else, pretty much. And everyone else, absolutely. And we have total and absolute access to people in there. Conversation at the highest level, National Security Agency, White House counterterrorism. I work with White House counterterrorism. I absolutely know. No question at all about that. And to that extent, were these nicest people in the world? Now, they absolutely not. These were not nice people at all. These were really, really bad people. But as far as what one can say, I have to stop at a certain point. If unless I know something is true, or if I've read it in an email, or found it on a website, and I enjoy gossiping as much as anybody else, and I hate having responsibilities here. I don't like it. I don't get paid for any of this stuff. And the fact that we have so many listeners and so many readers, why we don't want to deal with bloggers, we have tens of millions of listeners. We have tens of millions of readers. This is crazy. And so when I look at the material we put out sometimes that I don't think it's the quality it needs to be, or the people at GT are repeating things that are stupid. And my choice is to try to silence them, and I'm thinking, is it my job to silence people? And I tend to not want to do that. It's not necessarily American. Should people have an access to good quality news? Yes. Am I totally qualified to decide what good quality news is or isn't? No, I'm not. That's kind of the point. Am I more qualified than most others? Yeah, I know. Am I totally qualified? Not hardly. Other people are doing that job. And that job, what it's become, is simply pulling stuff out of where they sit down, putting it in front of the people because they're paid to deceive. That's what's going on. Is there any way to make sure that people are adequately informed or told what they ought to do? Well, Gordon, what do we do about... I don't know. I and everything that happened in Ferguson was at all as it seems. Well, it was not. Should we demonstrate against police? Yeah. Absolutely. Should police have armored personal carriers? No. Should they run around with carbines all the time? No. They should have pistols. The pistol should be in a holster. And are all police bad? No. Are most police bad? Not hardly. A lot of friends are police. Police are fine. Other bad police departments are entire departments that are utterly and absolutely corrupt. There are entire states, Arizona, for instance, Utah, Idaho, that are totally corrupt. Many others.
Colorado.
Totally and absolutely corrupt. I live in Ohio. Our governor here is totally and absolutely corrupt, bought and paid for. Michigan governor, totally corrupt, bought and paid for, has done so much damage to it, particularly senior citizens and in the entire state. His taxes through the roof, has worked to destroy rights, cut wages, send jobs out of state. Of course, he's not running again, but the damage is done. There is no Democratic Party there. And we really don't have one either. Why don't we got a candidate for...
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to a break, and we'll pick up this recording immediately after the break. Stay tuned. Veterans Today Radio News reports. We also have super breaking news. We'll be bringing up this next hour. We just got this.